Macmillan Audio presents The Cassandra by Sharma Shields. Read for you by Sophie Amos. 1944. To make men free. I was at the mercy of the man behind the desk. I needed him to see my future as clearly as I saw it. He held four pink digits aloft, ring finger belted by a fat gold band, and listed off the qualities of the ideal working woman.
Chaste, willing, smart, silent.
I swallowed his words, coaxed them into my bloodstream, my bones. I crossed my ankles and pinned my knees together, morphing into the exemplary she. The man eyed me with prideful ownership.
Frankly, Miss Groves, you're the finest typist we've interviewed. Your speed and efficiency are commendable.
I opened up my shoulders, smiling. They named me star pupil at OMAC Secretarial.
You're not a bad-looking girl, you know that?
Thank you. How kind of you.
A little large, plumper than some, but a nice enough face.
The man smoothed open the file on his desk.
Good husband stock at Hanford, Miss Groves. Plenty of men to choose from.
In my lap, my hands shook like tender newborn mice. Such sweet, dumb hands. Calm down, you wild darlings. I focused on the man's sunburnt face. It reminded me of a worm's face, sleek, thin-lipped, blunt. He was handsome in a wormish way, or wormish in a handsome way. If I squinted just a little, his head melted.